Good morning. Today's devotional is entitled, Trust. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Psalms 62, verse 8. We don't know why, but when Peter saw a ghost walking on the water, he thought he looked a lot like Jesus. If anybody was going to talk for the disciples, it would be Peter. Lord, if it's really you, then ask me to come to you. He definitely spoke before he was thinking. Regardless, Jesus gave a one-word reply, come. Peter stepped out of the boat and started walking on water toward Jesus. His fear and sinking are for another story. But let's focus today on the fact that Peter exerted a huge amount of trust by taking the initiative to step out of the boat. All because he trusted the voice of Jesus speaking to him. Where does stepping out of the boat type of trust come from? How could you grow into a greater level of trust? One acronym for trust is to rely upon someone's truthfulness. You see, trust is earned one situation at a time. When a person is faithful to do what they said they were going to do, your trust grows toward that person. When someone does not keep their word, the relationship becomes fragile. Some emotions that accompany mistrust are fear, worry, anxiousness, doubt, reluctance, coldness, hard-hearted, anger, and/or bitterness. Perhaps you even reflected on a specific relationship when you thought about a certain emotion. Who do you really trust? On a scale of 1 to 10, rate how much you do trust God to become involved in these following situations. To listen to and answer your prayers. To bring wholeness and peace into a fractured relationship. To pursue your lost friends and relatives for salvation. To engage in your needs of finances and health. To complete the character changes for your life. To participate with Him in reaching this world. Peter was in the boat and asked for Jesus just to say, come. Are you willing to move in the direction that you see God working? Just respond affirmatively to His request, and you will develop a settled conviction that He is always trustworthy. One other thought about today's verse. Notice that King David is addressing a group and not speaking to himself. He is declaring that the people should put their trust in God and pour out their hearts to Him. What would it look like for your family to collectively trust God? What type of challenge is your church contending for as a congregation? You know, the type of challenge that is meaningful to your heart. Are y'all believing God to do for you something that only He can do? You only have to take one step at a time to grow in your trust. Because trust in God is cumulative. He weaves a knot of intimacy with each trial and adventure that you share together. Eventually, you will declare as King David said, I have been young and now I am old, yet I have never seen His children forsaken or begging for bread. God is faithful. You can trust His word. Why don't you do it today? Trust in Him at all times. You can find these and other inspirational reflections at PastorGregOnline.com. That's PastorGregOnline.com. Share this with a friend if you were encouraged by today's reading. Remember, God loves you a whole bunch.